And as promised, joining us right now is the head coach and general manager of the Flin Flon Bombers, Mike Regan, as his team prepares for their first-round playoff series with the Nipawin Hawks, which will open up this very Friday and Saturday in Nipawin. Mike, I guess first and foremost, your thoughts on how the regular season wound down for you and your team?
I thought we played good down the stretch, Hardy. You know, I think there's one game that we'd definitely like to have back in Melfort there. But overall, you know, 7-2-1 in our last 10, I think that the guys feel pretty confident. And that's the main thing, is going into the playoffs with some confidence. And that was our objective down the stretch. So I think we accomplished that. And I think that the mood in the dressing room is real positive. And I think that the guys are excited.
How important was it, Mike, that you wrapped up the season on a winning note? You were a first-place team for most of the season, and if nothing else, I'm sure you thought if you'd at least finish second. It didn't work out that way. Nipawin and Humboldt both in particular caught fire after Christmas time. How important was it that you finished on a winning note with how, you know, the couple positions you dropped in the standings?
I think it's just, like I said, confidence is a huge thing heading into the playoffs. I mean, once you get to the playoffs, you're going to have to beat, you know, top-end teams. So really finishing in the top three was important for us. Would we have liked to finish first? I think, you know, I mean, that would have been a feather in our cap, but I still like the way we played the second half of the year. You know, everybody talked about, you know, the Flin Flon Bombers always seeming to crash after Christmas. Well, we didn't this year. We had a good second half, maybe not as strong as Humboldt's and Nipawin's, but you know, those were two teams that played really well after Christmas, and we did down the stretch. And you know, I'm confident in our group of guys. I think that we've got the guys that are capable of doing it. I like you know, our four lines. I like our 6D. I like our goaltending. I mean, I think that we're strong in all areas. And the one thing that I think that we have that nobody else has is a Josh Roach, and I think we're going to see even a better Josh Roach come playoff time.
You've mentioned confidence a few times, Mike. Was confidence ever an issue for your club this year?
Well, I think when you go through some tough stretches, confidence is going to be an issue. And every team goes through those periods of time, and you just try to get out of them as quick as possible. And you don't want extended losing streaks. You know, what I thought was our biggest problem, you know, when we struggled, was putting back-to-back wins together. You know, if you take a look at, there was a stretch there where we'd win one, lose one, win two, lose one, you know, that sort of thing. And just getting a streak together was difficult for us. And that's just, comes down to the smallest things. You get a bounce here, you bounce there, and maybe you put together a five-game winning streak. And, you know, we found that early on in the season that things seemed to be coming easy for us. And, you know, I think that it was a good thing to get out of the gate strong, but at the same time, you know, I thought that when we were faced with adversity, we didn't know how to handle it and get out of those little skids. But, you know, as the year went on, we got better as a hockey club and we learned some lessons. And, you know, those lessons are only going to help us here in the playoffs.
You will not have home ice advantage in this series, Mike. You've been such a good team at home, considerably better than you were on the road. I guess you can make a case that most teams are a lot better at home than on the road. Is that a bit of a concern going in the postseason, or is home ice advantage sometimes overrated?
No concern whatsoever. We know we can win in Nipawin. We've won two games there. We know that they can win in our barn. You know, playoffs are a different story. And you take a look at what Melfort and Battleford, what's going on there. Melfort goes in there, wins game one, and they come back home and they win game two. All of a sudden they're up 2-0 and have a chance to close it out. You know, so I think that come playoff time, you just got to be ready to play hockey. You can't have, you know, a bad 5-10 minutes, or you could find yourself in a lot of trouble. But we're confident heading out on the road. You know, Nipawin and ourselves both have very similar records as far as wins and losses at home and on the road. So I think it's going to be a tight series. I think it's going to be a very exciting series. I think that, you know, it's going to come down to the littlest things. And, you know, hopefully our depth is going to prevail here. And, you know, I think that, you know, our confidence is high. Like we talked about how important confidence is. And obviously Nipawin's got some pretty good confidence here. They lost two games at the end of the regular season in a shootout. So, you know, maybe that plays a factor too. We ended on a winning note here, so we'll see what happens.
Mike, you have so much talent in your lineup from top to bottom. Saying that, is it tough to decide who's not going to play?
There's been many nights where you sit there and think about who you're going to put in and who probably deserves to play at this time of the year. And we've had guys that have played real well during stretches, and we've had some guys that haven't played so well. So it's definitely a tough decision to make, and we haven't made that decision as of yet. We're going to see how the week goes here at practice and kind of make a decision, you know, probably on Wednesday or Thursday.
You know, Mike, it seems to me, at least, that there's a lot of hype around this series. You know, it's interesting. I get to the rink for your final regular season game, and a lot of fans are mentioning, you know, trying to get a fan bus together. And, you know, everywhere I'm going, there seems to be some pretty good optimism about your team and about this series in general. Now, you've had a chance to be part of, obviously, a lot of playoff pushes. Your team has yet to miss the playoffs since you've been there. Is the hype this time around a little bit different than what you felt in the past?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody remembers that 2-1 game in Fun that we were able to beat Nippon in overtime. And what a great game. I mean, probably one of the more exciting games that I've ever been a part of in my coaching career. And we played so well. And I think that that's what fans remember. And I think that... you know, they're excited about that, and hopefully we can play the same way against Nippon, and you know, maybe not have such a tough time scoring on Jones. But I've heard a lot of positive things, you know, and obviously I'm only the coach. There's not too many people that come up to you and say negative things. They usually do that when you're not around. But a lot of people are looking to go to Nippon, and I'm excited. You know, I think that our boys are excited about it. We've talked a lot about the support that we get in the playoffs, and you know, I just try to remind the guys of 92-93, how you know it was just a snowball effect, and how the fans really jumped on board, and if we can get things going early on, I think that the fan support is going to, you know, help us achieve our goal. So you're right, Hardy. I think there is a lot of excitement around this series and throughout the league as well. I think a lot of people look at this as one of the better matchups to start the playoffs.
Let me ask you this, Mike, before we wrap things up here today. Are you the underdog?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any underdog in this series. You know, I don't think Nippon is, and I don't think we are. I mean, we finished 3 points apart from each other, and much of the year we were first-place hockey team. So if we're the underdog, if people want to consider us the underdog, that's fine with us, but I don't see it that way.
I guess what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of times there seems to be a clear-cut favorite in the series, and especially when you finished first place a few years ago. Do you like the fact that there isn't as much pressure on you to win as maybe there has been in other series that you've been in?
I think there's always pressure, you know. We've worked hard to put this team together, and I think that even if we don't hear the pressure from, you know, maybe outside sources like we did years ago, there's pressure in our dressing room. I think we all expect to win. I know myself and Georgie and our head coach, John Clausen, all expect us to go real deep. And if we didn't or if we don't, I think it'd be a huge disappointment, not only to us. I mean, I think a lot of people forget how much time we invest as individuals into a team, and you know, this is our life, and we're very passionate about what we do, and we want to win as bad as anybody, and I think that the players understand how much this means to the organization and to the community, and they're excited, and they believe that they can win. You know, we've had two really good days here on the past weekend of team building, and I'm starting to really get that sense of desire and hunger to get going here from our players. You know, they just can't wait to get going. This week and a half off feels like a month off, and so they're really eager to get going, as I'm sure Nippon is too. But we just got to worry about ourselves here. We like the group of guys that we've put together. We like the grit that our top-end forwards have, and we like our depth.
Mike, thanks for us. Good luck against the Nippon Hawks when the series get rolling on Friday.
Thanks very much, Hardy.